Being the professional that I am, I got an invitation to LinkedIn, sort of the Facebook of career people like myself, all us movers and shakers of the South End. I must have been medicating heavily or just being inattentive, because I said okay to this friend who wanted to put me on their high caliber list of associates, the emphasis here on high. Pretty soon, hell, almost immediately, everyone from Uncle Joe and Kokomo to Banjo Billy wants to link up. Link up? I got a telephone, and even if it's not cellular, I answer it, even without caller ID. I'm not afraid to talk to anyone or hang up on them. Give me a call, I'm in the book. I even list my address, something I notice 90% of us don't want to give out, like we're unfindable on Google. Geez, give me a break and another beer. We want to put every statistic we got on the social medias, but we're too private to list a phone. We cop off our most private thoughts, wants, desires, and naked photos, but won't list our address in a phone book. Hello? Has the physical reality gotten too frightening for you? And do you really think there's some kind of sanctuary in Facebook? Oh, sweetheart, have I got a great deal on a website for you. Forget the Brooklyn Bridge. This is way better. A la-la land with firewalls and spam filters and virus screens, a place where no harm can befall you, no advertisers can reach you, no government agency can spy on you, a virtual paradise where only you and your 1 million closest friends can tell each other your most intimate secrets, what movie you liked, what car you covet, what your boyfriend whispered to you after incredible unprotected sex, what cereal you eat every damn morning. Sign up now. Call me now. Like I said, I'm in the phone book. My operators are standing by. Okay, it's just me. No friends, no associates, just little old me. Call now. I promise I won't bite. Or sell your information to 16 million third parties without your permission. Your call, however, may be monitored, you know, for your own protection. Call. Call now.